2 minutes of Torah. Parshas Miketz. Bereishis Mem Aleph Yud Dalet. 41:14. So Yishlach Parav Yikas Yosef, and he calls out Yosef. Yosef's in the jail, and Parav calls him out, right, to interpret the dreams. This is going to become Yosef. He's going to become a superstar here, right? And what does it say that he takes a haircut, he trims his clothes? So what does Rashi say? Mibnei Kavod Malchus. Rashi explains there, because the glory of the king. Which king? So, of course, you thought right away, Paro. He's going to make himself look nice by Paro. But Rabbi Pelkovitz, in his wonderful book, says that doesn't make any sense. That's actually what got Yosef into trouble, by caring about his appearance. Rashi says earlier that he was playing with his hair, he's making himself look good, and that's why this whole issue with Potiphar's wife happened. So really, Yosef's going to fall into that trouble again. He's going to become someone who cares about his looks. He should just go disheveled and say, you know, I'm not going to get into this trouble again. It's the king, okay, but he was in jail, whatever. Why is he so into his looks? So Rashi says, because Kavod Malchus, because they honor the king, but it can't be because of Paro. So what is it? So Rabbi Pelkovitz says, he quotes someone, but he doesn't say who it is, a Baal Musar, someone who explains things. He says, no, it was for the king. Which king? For Yaakov, for his brother. He was from his father. He was from a holy people. And he knew that Paro was going to ask him, who's your father, etc. And he's going to have to tell him, Yaakov, and all of that. And he has to reflect well on Yaakov. So this was what, with the Kavod Malchus, the honor of the king, was Yosef saying the honor of his father, the line of kingship that I'm part of, the holy Jewish people. And he says, that's why Yosef needs to instill this in the Jewish people. We instill it in everyone. We instill it in you, me, and everyone we know. This is such an important part, right? Look back at who you are. It gives you an incredible amount of self-worth and self-esteem. I need to look good. I need to be good. Why? Because I'm a Jew. Because I'm representing Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, and all of Jewish history. And that's my self-worth. That's an amazing thing. As Jew, at the same time, you have to look back at your beauty and then at yourself. I'm the next link in that chain. And look forward. And that's what we all have. That's the message as we leave Hanukkah. We should all look at the incredible miracle that happened in Hanukkah and look forward at what we can accomplish. Have a great Shabbos.